And we're joined now by Glenn Reynolds. He teaches law at the University of Tennessee and writes the influential political weblog Instapundit, where he's talked a lot about the recall and talked in support of it. Glenn Reynolds, you've just heard Scott Barnett say that recall is a dangerous precedent. What's your view?
Well, I think he underestimates the intelligence of the voting public in saying that. California, after all, has had this on the books for most of the time that California has been a state, since 1911, and it's just now being invoked. A lot of other states have recall provisions, and they haven't been invoked much. It's obviously a pretty big step, and I think that it's going to be reserved by voters for pretty serious consequences or situations. Gray Davis, I gather, is wildly unpopular in California, even among Democrats, and I think when a governor reaches that degree of unpopularity, it's more than politics as usual. If you don't like the recall, it seems to me that the appropriate thing to do is to have the recall provision removed from the California Constitution.
There are a number of well-known conservative writers, George Will, William Safire, Jonah Goldberg, who have written editorially and said this is not a conservative thing to do, to be getting into a term of office, ending it, kind of rearranging things. It's just basically not conservative.
Two things I hear a lot from conservatives are talk about the rule of law, and we're clearly following the law in California. This is exactly what the California Constitution provides for. And the other are the values of even sort of quirky, longstanding institutions. Now, they seem to like them best when they're old English institutions. But again, this may be a quirky institution, but it's been in California's constitution for a long time. I'm not at all convinced that it's such a bad thing. All these sort of progressive legal moves, the initiative, the referendum, the recall, which are about 100 years old, have sort of sat in a lot of constitutions around the country like ticking time bombs waiting to be used, which isn't to say that it's necessarily bad to use them. It's true that voters will propose stupid things. But it's not as if legislatures don't propose stupid things. It was a legislature, after all, that tried to set pi equal to 3, not an initiative.
But maybe it's a partisan act. That's what some of the critics are saying. It's just a partisan act. It's not really a groundswell of the people. This is a Republican trick. There are Democrats who are saying that.
Yeah, but then there are Republicans who are saying that people should vote against the recall. I mean, as I say, I'm not in California, but I gather Gray Davis is quite unpopular with Democrats there as well. We had a very unpopular Republican governor in Tennessee, and I suspect if the Tennessee Constitution provided for recalls, that he would have been a candidate for one as well.
Glenn Reynolds runs the political weblog Instapundit. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.